The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. Good morning again, everyone. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Joined again this morning by Miss Robin.
Luckily me, I told you to tell me when the music was done.
I was reading something about our guests. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Anyway, we have a very interesting guest today, folks. I'll let him introduce himself, talking about a ministry called Fish Redeemer. Jim, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi, good morning, Robin. And,
good morning.
Good morning. Sure. So Fish Redeemer was a concept by a group of folks that always wanted to come up with a way to share the enjoyment of fishing in the bay, but for those who were physically handicapped or just
right.
And you know, so the main mission was to give these people opportunity to get out and enjoy a day on the water, whether veterans or non-veterans. So this, and then bring along the loved ones, by the way. This is not a, this is a vessel designed to carry, like, Coast Guard Code 22, but the adventurers would take out typically about 8 people, friends and families of loved ones. So this, you know, so gentleman that spent many years enjoying the bay wanted to share that love of fishing in the bay with, for those less able to, but do it in a dignified manner. So this boat was built literally from the hull up with that concept of how to bring that experience to people that would really enjoy it, that don't get that opportunity. And it's not easy. You'll see accessible vessels out there, and some are pretty good, and some are not so good. So,
from what I see, this one's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty darn good. And it really starts right from the dock itself. So down at St. John's Creek, right where the boat is set up, you know, from arrival in the parking lot with shaded trees in the corner to, you know, a fishing station right there to docks are built at a height so you can literally enter this vessel right at the dock height. And that's one of the wonderful things about the boat is, you know, the transom, a lot of time was spent just getting that part of the vessel correct. So somebody that is in a wheelchair can feel comfortable, frankly, usually self-powering themselves on and off the vessel and around the vessel. So that sounds simple, but it's not in execution. So worked very closely with a custom boat builder out of Trap, Maryland, outside Cambridge, you know, composite yachts. And they listened really well. So over a period of some good amount of time, this concept was for several years. The boat itself took a while to build. And it was launched late last summer, fall.
Mm-hmm.
Coast Guard approved in the fall. And you know, she's had some good voyages out late in the fall, and now we're getting set up here to start here in May. So her season basically runs effectively from May to early December. But she's a 46-foot classic Chesapeake dead rise boat, which, you know, a dead rise takes all the way back to the skipjack heritage. So good to go. Waterman's boat, but one done at a comfort level that anybody would enjoy. So if you can imagine entering this boat from the transom, a door that swings all the way open and you know, a full large cockpit access, the people, you know, physically impaired people are able to enjoy the entire vessel inside the boat. You've got outdoor cockpit, you've got a large indoor area just like most waterman boats are. You've got full access to a front head with a built-in hydraulic lift. So So it's really a
you can take the elevator to the head in the boat.
You totally, yeah. It's a direct lift that takes you right down that grade in the front.
Yeah.
Bow of the boat. So that you know, there's you don't need a team of three or four people to help somebody. They can feel very much self empowered, which is absolute key. One of the first things that went into the thought of this, making this.
Jim, this has a very dear place in my heart. Mm-hmm. I have a father who was a big fisherman, and he had a multiple massive strokes 11 years ago now, and has refused to do things that he enjoys because he gets embarrassed and he doesn't want to do it, or pride or whatever it is, okay? And I have tried over and over again, and once he gets himself a little stronger after this little stint in the nursing home, because he goes home after that, we're going to try to get a hold of you and set this up. It's good for me because I have a horrible back problem getting on and off boats. So it actually helps me in the long run. But I've always tried to get him to do stuff with me like this because he loves it. We spent hours on Hatteras and on his boat, down in Hatteras and on his boat fishing, and I miss that so terribly, and I really want to try to do this with him. So I am so happy and proud of what you are doing.
Well, it's such a great activity on the personal level. You know, individually, we all have our own fishing stories and how great we might think we are or believe we are, and then, but to do that with friends and family, you know, it just makes it all that much more enjoyable. And so you want that to be a seamless experience, right? Whenever you can, and you know, boating's not an easy thing, adventure, right? You want a number of things to go into place. First and foremost, is safety. And then to do so, and for somebody that's physically impaired, it's very important to have things set up correctly. And this is an outstanding vessel that meets all that. It's, you know, it's.
I looked at it and I am totally impressed.
Yeah, a lot goes into the thing. You know, it's 46 feet, so it's not a small boat. It's 16 foot wide. It's got even has Seakeeper, which is an active gyro system. It's a basically enclosed system of gyro that its weight is such to offset the forces of inbound. So
right.
So even at a slow trawl, you're not rocking around like probably damping at least 80% of the or more of the wave action. So that all that goes into play. So that experience for anybody, especially somebody physically impaired. Will feel comfortable.
And the physically impaired feel so distant from their family because they can't do the things that they wanted to do with their family before. So if you can make it a family experience where they can be with the people that they love, doing the things they love but have not been able to because of this, you know, that is so empowering for that person.
Well, it is. And you know, I'm going to give you all, share with you, Kirst, though, our website, and, you know, some of the great testimonials, one of those, which is a nice gentleman, Dave Kirkwood, and he'll speak to that effect as essentially, like, you know, the memories of a long time ago and the feeling of, like, loss of pride or just you know, self-worth sometimes, right? And then, you know, the reality is, you know, in the right mind and given the opportunity, people can rise up a lot of challenges. And I think, you know, something like this activity really does a good job with that. And I think it's hard to put one statement on that experience. All, of course, you love catching that big fish and
sure.
And all that, but it's a whole lot more than that. So,
hey, look, you know, I like going out and catching the bait. I really do. I like bottom fishing for the spot. You know, I really do.
Right, that was right. My big thing was perch and spot and bluegill and you know.
So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It's just
so
thing.
Just getting out there, you know.
So you know what it is to run a boat is not an inexpensive experience. So, but this is a 501. This is a heavily subsidized operation for the sole purpose to help people that don't have that opportunity. So you're looking at extremely reasonable cost to get this boat out. It'll be on the website. It's on the website, but you've got prices that are just $350 for non-veterans and and $200 for veterans. That's their entire day. That's a 7 to 3 o'clock day, basically. All the gear, all the bait, all that's included. You would bring your own refreshments, of course, or food.
Right.
But you're getting an experienced captain and somebody to assist. And then up to...
So let me back up here just a little bit. I just want to clearly understand what you're saying to me.
Yeah. Okay?
If you are a disabled veteran, you get a fishing trip out of St. Jerome's Creek in St. Mary's County for $200.
Now, is that per person or for the boat?
That's for the boat.
I'm asking for a reason. So people understand.
That includes seven other people.
So you can't take seven others?
Yes.
We are doing this. You know that.
Yeah, right? I know. Does everyone fish, Jim?
Everyone can fish. Yeah, there's certainly enough tackle to handle the whole crew of friends and family, you know, loved ones. It's not meant to be
a charter trip.
Up and call 15 yeah. people who's never met before. It's not. Yes, true. It's not. We have to be careful. It's not a commercial charter. It's a personal experience, and it starts with the ability to do that physically, and in terms of how this boat is built and the personnel, and also, frankly, the price is just amazingly assisted to help.
$350 for a non-veteran,
$200 for a veteran.
Right.
And
now, do they have to be disabled as a veteran? Or my dad was a veteran, but he had the stroke that disabled him. Does it make a difference? Or
technically, no. I mean, it's
somebody's injured in an automobile accident. That's not a veteran and wants to go. They're disabled.
Right. I mean, there's no doubt that the greatest benefit is somebody that's wheelchair bound at some level, right?
Right.
Because everything about this boat is about to assist that situation.
Yes, right? What
Dad is. Signs of physical impairments, but we're talking a physical impairment versus a mental situation. That's just a different animal, I guess. But so that's understanding that whether you're a veteran or non-veteran.
Right.
Yes, we have so much appreciation for our veterans, and it's just such a joy to see when opportunities are given for whether it's an adaptive ski program or whether it's some sort of hunting program or in this case fishing, and to see the wonderful enrichment, wonderful benefits that the veterans get from that. So there's.
Right.
That's mission.
What I like is that you're not primarily focused on wounded veterans, although that would make up a large part of your
certainly. And there's just not many. If you look, there's just not many vessels in the country, let alone the world, that really do that on this scale. You're not on a 300-foot boat. Feeling like one. Well, maybe you're in a very personal experience. And you're in a stable environment. You're with a trusted captain. Anybody that's done boating, you get out. If you're the captain of that boat, boy, there's a lot of things you got to think about, right?
And you're not out there on a 24-foot makeup.
Is there a young age limit?
Our bay is not something you want to be at anything less than 25, probably.
That's true.
I don't.
Yeah.
Is there an age limit?
There's not an age limit. If you're on the upper end, that could be literally a World War II veteran, which we've had.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And on the lower limit, it's a function of, what the family might advise,
Sure.
Individual. And certainly we have a phone number to share that so we can call in and have a discussion if they have, questions about.
Okay.
Qualifying or whatever. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm very personal. My dad has never been out with his great grandson, who's almost two, just to see him fish and to try.
That's so perfect. Yeah. That's
so
outstanding. Yeah.
I'm going to be there, just so you know it. I'm so excited right now, personally. Okay.
Great.
I don't know how to explain it, so I'll be quiet and let you all talk about the rest of it for a while. I'm just getting my personal stuff over because it will help people because they'll understand.
Sure. The boat. It's a beautiful boat. It's just really. That workman style, and yet make it in a comfortable environment with its heating and air conditioning. Tell me how many workman boats have AC and an operating heating system on it, right? It's got a pair of 500 Cummins diesel engines in it. It's built to provide a good experience.
There's no question. About this. And, you know, when you say heavily subsidized, I just, you know, I'm thinking about the boat and, you know, what went into that boat and the expense of
the
that.
The expense of just taking it out.
You're never going to recover the expense of the boat if you fish for the next 25 years. I mean, you might get close at the rate you're charging. So I'm assuming you depend on donations from interested individuals and
100%.
Groups that, yeah, okay.
You're right. It's truly, it's you know, it's a big part. It's something, you know, when you give, it's what's monetary or your physical ability. It's not, it's unlike anything else you can do, right? I mean, that's one of those important things we can do. So absolutely, our website has a tab for donations.
Of course.
And those are always appreciated, no matter the value, of course.
Of course.
Every time I feel like I'm doing something to good cause, I feel like I just stepped myself up that day.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that, our website is, if I can share that.
Well, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to set that up. That set the table for you, because when you give the web page, the phone number, and of course you're also on Facebook.
Yes.
Give us all that. Then we're going to go to our first break, which is 5 or 6 minutes. If you'd like to stay with us, we'd love to talk to you more about this.
Sure. Absolutely. You bet.
Okay. So before the first break, hit us with the website and the phone number, at least.
The web page is www.fishredeemer, all one word, F-I-S-H, redeemer, redeemer.org. The Facebook page, you can just do a search for
Fish Redeemer. If you go to the website, do you have a button to click onto your Facebook page?
You do. We reference it. It should be, that's a good question. Let's see.
Okay.
But trust me, it's a very easy search.
Oh, yeah, Fish Redeemer. I searched it and got it. No problem.
And then an email, I'll give you both a direct email, which is okay. Right to our reservation group. It's fishredeemer12@gmail.com.
And for the 12 disciples, right?
You got it. You're on it now.
Yep.
And then our phone number is 301-706-0375. And that's a situation where you would leave a voicemail as we get back to you.
Sure.
On that, okay?
301-706-0375. All right, very nice. Jim Gosnell with Fish Redeemer. It is basically a ministry that's supported by a great group of people, and a 501c3 corporation. Jim, you're on the board, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
And it's run by a board of directors. So let's leave them with that for a minute. If anybody has to leave us during the break, they'll do that. But I would hope everybody would come back and we can talk more about Fish Redeemer with Jim Gosnell.
And Jim, thank you for being patient with my excitement.
Well, that's outstanding. I mean, that's fantastic. Of course. I mean, that's
sure.
I have a personal experience that we hope to relate to, and especially.
Well, we'll do that.
Okay, I'll sit tight here. Yep.
Thanks,
okay.
Jim.
Thank you, Jim. All right, well, let's talk about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And here's what I'm going to urge you to do. If you can afford a firearm, okay, this week, I would like you to consider purchasing a semi-automatic auto-loader firearm from Clyde's Sports Shop. And I'm going to give you three of them. One rifle and two shotguns. The rifle is the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. It's a beautiful firearm. It comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish in urban arid camo. And it's got a composite shim adjustable stock and inflex recoil pad. And this gun is built to be durable and light. It comes in a large selection of high-powered centerfire calibers, including magnums and short magnum calibers. It is the Browning BAR semi-automatic rifle, and you should take a look at it at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, there's two semi-automatic or autoloader shotguns that I'd like to tell you about. One is the Maxis. If you're looking for a new firearm for waterfowl, this is an autoloader that was built to waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. It's got a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. Comes in Mossy Oak camo. Then there's the A5. The Hump is back. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. If you don't like recoil and you want to shoot a 12-gauge, the A5 is the one for you. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, 12-gauge, 100,000 round, or 5-year guarantee. Those are three auto loaders that you ought to consider from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Okay, so spring has sprung. It's here. It's time to get out in the yard, time to rake up all those leaves and pine cones and pine needles and blow the gutters out and, you know, get the flower beds mulched up. And then when everything in the backyard looks beautiful and it's time to invite friends and family over, I'm going to send you to a place called Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. That's your go-to place for making backyards fun. You want to have a crab feast? You want to have a family reunion? You want to have the family over just for whatever weekend? Well, you will find what you need at Backyard Billy. There's a collection of colorful and all colors of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs in all sizes, all styles. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. They set it right out there along the highway. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles of the store and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, if you go inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. That's a pellet grill. Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Those are both grills and smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings if you like to do the bonfire thing, and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. The phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. That's near Graysonville, but we'll call it Kent Island. Your backyard is gonna look just great. No question about it. So, we're going to be on site on April 24th, 2 weeks from today. We're going to be at Bay Country Crabbing Supply from 5 to 7 a.m. for their grand opening. They're in Edgewater, and they are open, and they are stocked, and they're getting more and more stuff in there for every manner of fishing and crabbing you could need, want, or imagine. Their new location is 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side, right next to Advance Auto Parts. It's a little mall there, a little strip mall, and you'll see it. The store has been completely remodeled. It's beautiful, and you should stop by. Call 410-956-0300, Bay Country Crabbing Supply, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle too, and the new hunting department has Hoyt Prime and Matthews Bows with more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, live bait and ice for fishing and crabbing, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th, and as I mentioned, Robin and I will be broadcasting from there, 5 to 7 a.m., regular show hours, during the grand opening. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your licenses for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com is the website. We'll be right back.
Storm chances going up tonight, and it looks like scattered thunderstorms possible throughout this weekend. Cold front coming in this weekend. We're on the warm side of the front, and then the front clears us for Monday. Our temperatures today at 73 with afternoon storms possible, low tonight 60. And then widely scattered storms Sunday, high 77, low 56. Monday, partly cloudy and clearing. High temps in the mid-70s, lows in the upper 40s Monday night, and then low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats.
So, Chris, you think we're going to have some rain? Is that why you're playing 3 feet high and rising?
How high's the water, Mama?
Just a wee bit.
Yeah. We're supposed to 80% tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Only 10 or 20% today.
Hey, we're talking with Jim Gosnell with a ministry called Fish Redeemer. And the Fish Redeemer is a 46-foot classic Chesapeake Dead Rise boat built by Custom Boatyard Composite Yachts, which is near us.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, between Trap and Cambridge. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, she's custom built to provide a fully accessible boat for people who are physically disabled so that they can enjoy a day of fishing on the bay.
And again, where is he out of?
St. Jerome's Creek, which is a little town called Ridge, Maryland, longtime fishing capital in southern Maryland. Is St. Jerome's Creek on the Potomac, Jim?
It is. It's right. You're right.
There used to be several headboats out of there that I fished on from time to time. Yes. And it's a beautiful area of the bay. There's no question about it.
You're actually you're direct access right to the bay. So
yeah.
Backside. So Ridge is right, you know, it's just north of Point Lookout, right?
Yep.
So, that's where you come around that corner. You're
Very familiar with it.
Okay.
You used to have customers there.
Give me a point where I'll... How far is it, like, from my family down there, Dunkirk, Huntington, and all that, Huntingtown?
Hour and 15 minutes.
So it's still lower down than that.
It's right on the... It's at the very lowest point on the Chesapeake Bay. It's about the farthest south you can go.
Okay.
Point Lookout.
Okay.
From the mainland, right?
And, yeah.
You know, so you're south of Patuxent Naval Base.
Right.
Gotcha.
Good fishing. That's
yeah,
for sure.
That mid-bay area is really wonderful because you got great access to a number of different holes. And
Do you run to the target ships? Do you go that far?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know that answer. You know, we just started running her this last fall.
I got it.
So I don't know that, I guess that's a possibility.
Sure.
Anything's possible. The good thing about that vessel is built to go.
It's built to go.
On the bay.
Yeah.
So
well, you get
in plenty of time. You know, you're looking at a day like that at 6 or 7 a.m. to 3, you can make some...
Cover a lot of water. Yeah.
And if you're not hitting it well right there. But the beauty of it, right in that area, is just such a top area. I mean, you know, the bay has got, whatever, 300 species of fish, right?
So you've got right there, you've got access in the spring and summer, you've got access to the striped bass, some bluefish still come in.
Mm-hmm.
In the late summer, fall, you've got the Spanish mackerel. Mm-hmm. There've been cobia coming up into the bay right there.
Yep.
You know, there's everything down there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place to fish.
You know, growing up in the area, it's just a wonderful to know, you know, they are back and catch rockfish, right? There was such a long period there where it was, as you know, that they were off limits for many years.
Yep.
It was a delight. So it's just a great to see here after all these years to be able to catch
sure.
that beautiful fish again and do it in this environment. So, yep.
Just for your knowledge, the striped bass season will be closed from July 16th to July 31st this year because of the high temperatures of water in the bay. Okay, July 16th through July 31st. So not sure what the regulations are in the Potomac, because I think the Potomac has some dissimilar regulations. So
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, you're not allowed to target striped bass. So if you're out there July 16th through July 31st, your anglers are going to be targeting something else.
Right.
So
gotcha.
Wouldn't want to see anybody get in trouble.
No.
So who... Do you mind sharing who came up with the concept, or would they rather
well,
not be?
Well, it would like to stay private. I'll just say that.
Okay, that's fine.
A local family and has had a farm down in that part of the world for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
A great place, a little haven, right?
Sure.
From the hustle and bustle of Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of the humbleness of this person. He just wants to others to enjoy and not... toot his own horn, so to speak, right? So,
well,
but it started with, you know, his concept, and again, you know, enjoying that activity so much, and then wanting to share that with others. So that's
awesome.
Probably a lifelong desire, and certainly in the last 10 years has been a regular thought and more reality in the last 3. So, you know, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, and that's why we have a board. It's we all chip in what we can, and. A lot of faith in, of course, the captain and operation, and you know, we're just trying not to make this. This is not trying to make this a non-commercial experience. It's really a family experience, right?
I think that's great. I really
and
do.
Still doing a safe situation, which is so important. I mean, it's not. There's no pride, right? It's all about enjoyment, and you know, it's great when you catch that fish. If you're, you know, the great days in the water if you're not catching fish, right?
Exactly.
Wonderful rejuvenation, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Jim, we have a caller on the line that has a question. He's a wheelchair-bound fella who'd like to ask a question. Would you take his call?
Sure, I'll do my best, yeah.
All right. JR, go right ahead. Talk to Jim Gosnell.
Oh, good morning, Jim. I really appreciate you, and God bless you for what you're suggesting. And I'm going to just briefly say, currently, I am in a wheelchair. I was hit by a car and left in the road to, you know, whatever. But beforehand, I fished a lot of Lake Superior. Mr. Ellis,
oh, yeah.
I've talked to before. I've and introduce myself as the a youper, which means I fished Lake Superior, fished a lot of Michigan rivers. The Osaba was one. But I also went out to the Pacific Northwest and fished the Fraser River and the Canyon and the Canadian-American waters out in the Pacific Northwest for king salmon.
Wonderful.
And was fortunate to be able to pull one in one time. But I had to sit in a fighting chair.
Right.
Now, my question is, I would presume then that what you're talking about is that you have access or a way to help your veteran to get into a fighting chair and handle, you know, a 70-pound king salmon when they're doing their thing.
Well,
that's my question.
Sure.
Well, let me be clear. So, and that's impressive, by the way. And the Pacific Northwest is a wonderful part of the world for fishing or anything for that matter. But and salmon, I wish we had 70-pound salmon in the bay. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, we do have 70-pound cobia down there, though. I can tell you that.
Right.
So,
we don't have a large fixed mount chair. The purpose of that cockpit is wide open to allow the kind of access. We don't see it as a problem in the type of tackle we have we're not going offshore fishing to pull in that 200-pound marlin or whatever.
Right.
So the quick answer is we're confident we can get you comfortable in a right setup and gear to work with that if it's out of your chair or however you're most comfortable sitting. But we don't have built in that vessel for purpose, a big old captain's chair for all deep sea fishing. It's a bay boat.
Right.
That's and please if you would go to the website, that fishredeemer.org, you will see a number of pictures and look through that. And if you got questions about that, please just reach out to us, okay?
Yeah, back then when I was in better shape, we had a Uniflight and a Hatteras class boat with a flying bridge and the whole works. And
well, you were set up for that deal, weren't you, JR?
Right, and I used to get into the fighting chair.
Sure.
And I never knew what that was like until I found out.
There you go.
And when I did, I found out what a fight can be.
And no question.
You're glad that you have one of those straps and equipment and so on in order to do this. Now, that was for me 25, 30 years ago, and I don't, I hadn't even thought of that until when I turned the radio on this morning and I heard you first talk about this. So I say, even if I don't get to come to enjoy that time with you, I will certainly pray about it for you and for any other veterans or people that would do so. God bless you for your thought and your program. And to you, Mr. Ellis, I really appreciate the fact that this guest of yours is on there. And should God allow me yet before I cash in, but that's another thing too, your record with Johnny Cash has a lot of significance because I have a friend of his from long time ago also. And so anyway, I hope I haven't taken too much of your time, but you will definitely be in my prayers to see this thing continue. And if I get the chance to do so, I hope I can find a something there that I can wet a line with and get one of those big fish.
All right. JR, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you for your program. You are a godsend.
Not so much me, but folks we're with and our board, we're all thankful for everybody.
Indeed.
Thank you, JR. God.
Okay.
Okay, JR. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, we've got Miss Ruth on the line. She has a question, but we're going to go to our second break, so we'll make sure we get that in and then have time to speak with Jim, unless you've got to run, Jim.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. All right, let's see. Yes, indeed. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. If you are going fishing, need to get outfitted, if you need a rod or a reel, or you need new line, or you need some terminal tackle, some weights and hooks and bobbers and that kind of stuff, if you need any baits for trout or panfish or striped bass or bass, Clyde Sports Shop is where you'll find that. Live bait, minnows, ice, they've got all that. They've got every type of fishing tackle that you could need, want, or imagine. And if they don't have it, they can order it and get it for you. No question. If you're going trolling on the bay, they've got trolling rods and reels. If you're going, you know, fishing for bass somewhere in one of the rivers, they've got that. If you're headed out for snakeheads, they can make some recommendations on that. And I think they still carry those salty minnows that a lot of people like for the snakeheads. So, Clyde Sport Shop has everything you need for fishing and crabbing. Crab pots and crab traps and nets and trot line and hand lines. They even have the spice and the steamers to cook your catch when you get back. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, let's see here one more time. Okay, I've got all these papers, you know, just going to sort through them.
You saw the mess.
Yeah, it's quite a mess. There's no question about it. By the way, folks, the bill, the right to hunt and fish, went through the Rules Committee this week. It was a battle to get through the Rules Committee, but I can report with confidence that I think by the end of the day today, and remember, sine die is Monday, that the House will have passed the bill, the right to hunt and fish or fish and hunt in Maryland, and it will become law. I have confidence in that. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, and Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro. I like to say Elvira, but that's not right. EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. You know, they did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience and the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, off Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather coming in a few months. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Give them a call, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Let's do a little dragon line for some striped bass. All right. So Jim Gosnell is with us. Jim is with Fish Redeemer, the ministry that is headquartered. Well, the ministry itself is the fishing boat, the 46-foot classic Chesapeake Dead Rise boat with a 16-foot beam. This boat is equipped for any wheelchair-bound angler, any disabled angler. It's got a lift to the head, you know, so it's easy on, easy off. They've got all the aluminum wraps.
I'm loving it.
The aluminum access ramps to get on and off the boat. The comfort level for those who might be bound to a wheelchair or, you know, along the rail, it makes it easy for those folks to fish and catch fish and land fish aboard the Fish Redeemer. So Jim is our guest this morning. Jim, is there anything in these last several minutes, I think we have about 2 minutes or so, that you would like to say to our listeners to wrap it up?
Sure, thank you. You know, it's just like I said earlier, it's all about, you know, a ministry of supporting people that don't have that opportunity. And, you know, this Chesapeake Bay is, you know, we're fortunate, it's probably one of the best bodies of water in the world, certainly in our country,
yep,
for boating, for fishing, and it's just a shame not to be able to enjoy that. And just, you know, I say just because, but if you're physically handicapped, that should not restrict you. And that's what this vessel does, is allow that bridge to get people out on the bay and enjoy that special event, special time. So, you know, it just, again, it's just wonderful to have it built from the whole up with that mission in mind and that focus. And we expect a lot of smiles.
That's the idea. Yeah, I didn't see one frowning person
frowning
on board. So.
No. And, you know, if you check out the website, do check out the,
sure,
the Facebook, you'll see, you'll get a much better flavor of it. And it's just, I can't think of a better setup for somebody to spend a day on the water.
Hey, Jim, we have a caller. We have Ruth.
Good,
Ruth on the line. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing
Hi,
well.
Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi
to all three of y'all.
Doing good?
I would like to get on your ship, your boat, Ronald and I, and we're both blind, and he uses two canes. I only use one, but sometimes I use a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they could probably accommodate you, Jim.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, especially that
well,
wheelchair
Jim,
part.
I'll call you after the show, maybe tomorrow, Monday.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome to. We'll share the phone number and the website and the email. All those.
How much is the fee?
Yes, ma'am. So for non-veterans, it's $300 for the day.
$300?
Yes. $350 for the day for non-veterans.
$50 for one person?
No, Ruth. It's for the parties, for the individual and immediate family and loved ones. So,
because I'm a member of the National Federation of the Blind,
yeah,
and I know quite a few blind people that would love to go on your boat.
Well, Ruth, listen, it's that fee is for the disabled person or persons. Up to 8 people can be in the party.
What?
And that $350 covers everybody.
Okay, well, I will be contacting you. And guess where I'm going in September for my birthday?
Where are you going?
I'm going on a
fishing
trip for a week, 8 days and 8 nights.
You're going on a cruise.
That's
birthday.
Awesome, Ruth.
Yes, sir.
Glad to hear
okay,
it.
Give him a call. We're running out of time, Ruth. Give him a call on Monday, okay? And
yeah,
tell Ronald we said hi.
All right, and the show is beautiful as ever.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim, for that.
All right. Jim, we do have a very limited amount of time. You want to do the website and the phone number one more time?
So the website, again, is Fish Redeemer, all one word, fishredeemer.org. The Facebook page is do search for Fish Redeemer. It's the only one I know of in there, unfortunately.
Exactly.
And our phone number is 301-706-0375. And our email is fishredeemer, all one word, 12@gmail.com.
One more time. If they didn't write it down the first time, I'll give the phone number, 301-706-0375. Jim, you hear the music in the background. That lasts a few more seconds.
Yep.
So we're going to thank you for being
Jim,
on board
today. Jim, you've
been
awesome.
And appreciate the information on the Fish Redeemer.
Yep.
And we will talk again soon, I hope.
God bless you guys and your audience.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Have a great weekend.
Bye. You too.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, spend time with your family. Go fishing.